Very briefly, I'll rush through this and then we conclude. We'll pick our text from Revelation chapter 2 and verse 2. Can we be on our feet? God bless you. As we conclude our service for today with the word that God has for us to help us. Revelation chapter 2, verse 2. To that church age, first church age, what did he say? I know thy works and thy labor and thy patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil, and thou hast tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and hast found them liars. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. Hallelujah. We are continuing with our message, the exhortation that I titled, Behold the Apostles of Satan. We want to expose them. Remember that there are two important mysteries, the mystery of God and the mystery of iniquity. The mystery of God is the mystery what God is using to save his people before he will come and destroy this earth. And the mystery of iniquity is how Satan has penetrated the church and taken over the church. He has taken over the church. And from the parable that we see of the wheat and tares in Matthew chapter 13, from verse 24 to verse 30, you see that the church is a mixed multitude. The word of God is the seed by which we get born again. He planted his own good seed. The enemy came to plant his own seed in the same church. And that is to fulfill Genesis 3:15, the battle between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. The seed of the serpent will bruise the heel, the progress of the seed of the woman, but the seed of the woman will bruise his head. And the seed of the woman is Christ. The woman is Israel. We have taught that several times. And her seed that she gave birth to, according to Revelation chapter 12, is Christ Jesus. And the seed of the serpent is the Antichrist. It's the Antichrist. It is a battle between Christ and the enemy of the church, Antichrist. Philippians chapter 3, verse 18 and verse 19. This is what Apostle Paul told the Philippian church concerning some people in the church.
For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ.
Who are they?
The enemies of the cross of Christ.
That is the Antichrist. Uh-huh.
Whose end is destruction, uh-huh. Whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things.
Enemies of the cross. He referred to them as enemies of the cross. When we look at the church, I'm not looking at Pride Assembly Church as a local church. I'm looking at the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. It is one church with different members, many members. Take note of it. Like we borrow from Apostle Paul that say not all Israel is of Israel. We can confidently, from available scriptures, say that not all Christians are of Christ. It's very important. And what is the purpose I stated last week? Hallelujah. The purpose is so that it will trouble the progress of the church and to take you away from the true way to get to God. And Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way to God. No man coming through any other way. And if you miss it, you are the next way you are going. You are going to hell. That is why Christ, in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 7, what did he say? Matthew chapter 7 and verse 13, this was his advice.
Enter ye in at the straight gate. Uh-huh. For wide is the gate and broad is the way.
There are two ways, so
that leadeth to destruction.
Uh-huh.
And many there be which go in thereat.
Uh-huh.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life.
Uh-huh.
And few there be that find it.
Again, verse 14 again.
Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life. And few there be that find it.
Verse 13.
Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many there be which go in there.
The one that leadeth to destruction is wide, and many go in through that way. Church, are you among the many or the few that find a way to life? Because the road is straight. The straight there is, it is narrow. If you go in there, you walk in carefully. Because it says straight and narrow. But it leads to life. Life here is eternal life. But few there be that find it. Hey, few there be that find it. And we say this with all passion because the bride of Jesus Christ needs to know this now. That is why 2 Timothy chapter 2 from verse 15 to verse 19.
Study to show thyself approved unto God.
Uh-huh.
A workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
Uh-huh.
But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness.
Uh-huh.
And their word will eat as doth a canker, of whom is Emmanuel.
He mentioned this name of these archbishops and apostles. What are their names?
Emmanuel and Philetus.
What did they teach?
Who concerning the truth have heard, saying that the resurrection is past already, and overthrow the faith of some.
Paul, from that age, began to mention this. That is why he told the Thessalonians, in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7, he said, for the mystery of iniquity doth already walk. So, they are there, preachers, Hymenaeus and Philetus. But Jeremiah 23, verse 21, if you read it up to verse 27, is a reference. It said, God said he did not send them. They are on their own. He did not send them. And 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 13 to 15, say they are ministers of Satan. Church, there are ministers of Satan, and he called them what? Verse 13. What did he say?
For such are false apostles.
They are false apostles because God did not send them.
Deceitful workers.
They are deceitful workers.
Transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ.
Uh-huh.
And no marvel. For Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light.
Okay, now.
Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness.
So Satan has ministers. What is their work? To pervert the gospel. To deceive the people. They are the tares that are referred to in the Bible. Don't just carry Bible and go to church. And all you know is your church address, the name of your pastor. And then whether it's anointed or not, you're looking at the anointing or his oratory ability. It's more than that. Don't just jump and you think that salvation ends in being a member of a church and being a member in a department worker in the church. It's more than that. There is an agenda and it is right in the church of Jesus Christ, planted enemies within, household enemy, household of God, the enemies of the household of faith. So that you will understand which ministry is this. Where have you found yourself? Amen. I was sharing before I came to the altar today with Pastor Lumide. the problem my former pastors used to have with me. The last thing you should do with me after I gave my life to Christ is to play with my eternal destination. Don't try that. You become my enemy, whoever you are. And so I had a lot of problem with the four pastors that pastored me, including the last one. I mean, the first one I attended, may his soul rest in hope. I attended his funeral a few days ago. And when he baptized me, he brought the entire message to me inside prison. Through him, my eyes were open. But I caught a picture of how it should look like. And when I came to the church after I was released, I worshipped there for only 1 month. It was a complete opposite of the picture I caught when I gave my life to Christ and I was studying inside the prison for 2 years. I gathered the elders. I said, what are you people doing here? They were in the pulpit there and then they were fighting each other. The church was in a shaking time. They were fighting for one thing or the other. They would use the pulpit. You come to church to be blessed. They are abusing each other. And the fire I came out with was dying. I said, where am I? I said, I wanted to see the elders. All of them gathered. I told them I came here with a fire. I saw something. I come to join you people. Are killing me. I've not received anything since I came out and joined you people. I said, if something happened to my soul, God will judge all of you. And many of them busted that evening and they were crying. I still managed to come the next Sunday. I started asking, is there no any other intermediate church apart from these people? Because you baptized me does not mean I must be in your church. That one I left without even an excuse. They don't see me again. And when he saw me, years after, now this church has started. Met him somewhere and he was telling the pastor that went with me, he was telling, I'm here with Pastor Andrew. He said, he's supposed to be my son. And when we entered his office, I said, sir, when we are coming, you are saying, making a statement that I'm supposed to be your son. That means I don't know who my father is. I said, you know, you are not my father. You are not my spiritual father. My father sent me to you to baptize me. You finish your work on me. You're not my spiritual father. He said, you didn't learn anything. They said you went to start the church. You are doing this in the church. They are messing up the gospel. And I say, how can you say I didn't learn anything? I attended 4 intermediate churches before Brother Assembly started. You say I didn't learn anything. I started learning from your church. I was saying this in his office. I said, in your church, I learned how they fight for pulpits. His eyes turned red. When it comes to salvation, not even Pastor Moses should toil with it. Because through him, you gave your life to Christ. He laid hand on you and you received the Holy Ghost. Don't joke with your eternal destination. Don't. Don't. That's why I love, amen, that statement I continue to say, follow who no road. And I think I know road. I think I know road. I don't know. I've forgotten from where you sent me that message. Yesterday I read it. A sister said she was in a spirit, I mean in a dream, and then together with some people they were praying together. They formed a circle together, and then they started with her, come to the center. He said, and when they were going to pray for her, he said they brought candle and put on her head. And then they were going to light it. And she kicked it off and said, Pastor Moses didn't teach us this. That is somebody that is following. Kick it off and fought them and came out of that place. Amen. It's not even about Pastor Moses. It's about the scripture does not teach that. That's all I'm trying to teach you, nothing more. So that you will judge even me that I'm standing here to preach. Judge what I am saying and what I am doing. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So don't think that we are just critics. There are people that are pastors preaching, and they are ministers of Satan, and they are the enemies of the cross. According to Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 and 7, the Apostle Paul said, they are sent to pervert the gospel. They pervert the gospel. Hallelujah. And how did they pervert it? That is what Jesus Christ prophesied in through that parable in Matthew 13 and verse 33. What did he say? Matthew 13 verse 33.
Another parable spake he unto them.
Yes.
The kingdom of heaven is like unto leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal, till the whole was leavened.
Till the whole was leavened. Something was taken leaven and mixed with three measures of meal, and the whole meal is the process of salvation was corrupted. A mixture. There's an English word called syncretism. It is this mixture is called syncretism. English defines it as the process of exchange and interaction that occurs when two or more distinct belief systems are fused to create a new religion. The term may also be used to refer to an established religion that has adopted beliefs from other faiths. I read it again. Syncretism is the process of exchange, your exchange, and interaction that occurs when two or more distinct belief systems are fused to create a new religion. That is what Jesus Christ gave in that parable of Matthew 13 and verse 33. The mixture. And this was achieved in Christianity in AD 325 at Nicaea, Rome, when paganism was married to Christianity, which gave birth to a new faith called the Roman Catholic Church. With this, they now married pagan practices with the Christian religion, and they produced what they have today. With new doctrines now introduced, which were unscriptural doctrines, and this include the doctrine of Trinity, the Trinity of God. God in three persons. There was nothing like Trinity until that meeting that is in history. That meeting took place. You serve God like this. How can we come together to accept it? And then that is syncretism. They came together and take here, mix it together, and then we form another product. Trinity. Three persons in one God. God, the Father. God, the Son. God, the Holy Ghost. They are the ones that started it. It gave birth through that Roman Church. Roman Catholic Church. That is where they went beyond Jesus Christ being the mediator between God and man, and they now have many other mediators and even mediatrix. Mediatrix is a woman medium, female medium. So you cannot, they have all the things that you see that they identify with. Mary, Mother of God, pray for us St. Jude, pray for us. Do you ever hear that in the scripture? Is there anything like that as a practice? One mediator, why are you adding others? And he was not appointed by man to be the mediator. It is God himself, for God was in Christ reconciling us to him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. They are the ones that completely, pervert the three works of grace. Complete perversion. The three works of grace are justification, sanctification, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And you know what the Catholics teach for justification, teach for sanctification, and teach as the baptism of the Holy Ghost, Holy Eucharist. Many of us know this better than me, especially those of you who were delivered from that system. You came back to Christ. You came back to Christ. They are the ones that produced purgatory. Why the Bible says, appointed unto man once to die. After that is what? But they say after you die, there's a prayer that can be done here so that he can purge his sin where he is and then be moved to heaven. Purgatory is now. Purge your sin before you die. If not, you are finished. And they are the ones that introduce commercialization of the gospel. It started with them. So when you pay the priesthood here, they will pray for your dead mother, dead father, to move from purgatory. He's still suffering. Oh, he's suffering. But if you pay, maybe the more you pay, the lesser the purging process. This idea of charging people, charges, started from there. You pay. That is what you see in the third seal. One of the things they did was the establishment of apostolic succession and the priesthood. Apostolic succession. That is where you see they say Peter is the founder of the church, the Catholic Church. Certainly not the Church of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the founder of his church, not Peter. And history tells us that Peter did not go to Rome. And that Peter handed that to the bishop of Rome that has transformed with time to become the Pope of the Roman Church. And when I speak like this, I am not speaking against any religion. But I only want to prove to you that it is a religion, but not a Christian religion. Simple. I'm not against them. There are other religions on earth. Hindu is there. Buddhists are there. Islam is there. Shango is there. There are other religions. But we only want you to note so that you will identify which one is of Christ and which one is not. I hope you know that every religion recognizes Jesus Christ. Even Rosicrucians see him as the leader, the highest in their esoteric levels. They believe so. They established the apostolic succession and the priesthood. Instead of the fivefold ministry, they have the hierarchy of priests. It was the merger of the pagan priests with the Christian ministry to produce that. They introduced the bowing to images when the Bible in Exodus 20 tells us not to make any image or any likeness of anything on earth or in heaven and bow before it. They have the images at the altar, everywhere in their shrines. and they bow before them according to their religion that they formed in AD 325. And then they adopted by compromise the date December 25th that was being used as the birthday of one of their pagan gods. They gave it a Christian name and became the birthday they agreed in the union, syncretism, and adopted that name as the birth date of the Lord Jesus Christ. That is false. Very, very false. Not the Jesus that was born in Bethlehem, Judea. What did they do to achieve it? The Spirit of God was talking to that church age in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 6. And
But didst thou ask that thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also ate.
There was the deed of the Nicolaitans. Go to verse 14 and verse 15.
But I have a few things against thee.
Yes.
Because thou hast there them that owe the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eat.
That things. Is, they were encouraging syncretism. That is when the mixture started. To make the children of God mix with pagan practices. And they know God hates it.
Which taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel to eating sacrifice unto idols and to commit fornication.
Fornication, worldliness, where you take Christ and join with any worldly form of rituals, you are committing fornication. The spiritual fornication. When you leave one church and go to another church, it's not spiritual fornication. It is what you believe, you mix it with other unscriptural beliefs. That is spiritual fornication. Go ahead.
Verse 15. So ask thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I ate.
God himself said he hated it. What started as a deed became a doctrine. And I explained that extensively in part one of this message. That is what produced the third seal with the black horse rider, depicting when that mixture took place and these practices came into the church, light departed and there was total darkness. See how it was described in verse 5, Revelation chapter 6.
And when he had opened the third seal,
yes,
I heard the third beast say, come and see. And I beheld, and lo, a black horse.
What did he see?
A black
horse. That is depicting the dark church ages when light left completely.
And he that sat on him had a pair of balances in his hand.
Who that sat there on top of that horse had a pair of balances? Commercialization. What were they doing?
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say, a measure of wheat for a penny, and 3 measures of barley for a penny. And see thou art not the oil and the wine.
You see? And so fulfilling what Jesus Christ spoke about the gates of hell, he said the gates of hell shall not prevail. Those four horse riders are the gates of hell that the Antichrist spirit of Genesis 3:15 will be using. And if you notice why he said it shall not prevail, is because of the standard that he rose that will expose Satan each time he moves. Hallelujah. What did he use in Revelation chapter 4? Those four beasts before the throne of God. The lion. The lion.
The calf.
Let's read it, please. Revelation.
Revelation chapter 4, verse 7.
Listen.
And the first beast was like a lion.
A lion.
And the second beast was like a calf. And the third beast had a face as a man. And the fourth beast was like a flying eagle.
And then, you know, the Antichrist spirit was depicted in Revelation chapter 6. And those four horses is the same horse that was changing color. Not four horses. The same horse that started as a white, we have taken it here several times, go to our archives and know what that depicted. And when he appeared, the standard that God used, the first beast, said, come and see. Is to open the eyes of the people to understand what is happening and receive grace to withstand it. It changed to red. That was why he was killing, killing, killing. There was a standard, an anointing God released that the people were willing to die for what they stood for. And they killed and they killed and they killed. When it didn't stop, it changed again, another style. That was when syncretism crept in. That is when they came by trick and matched the two religions together. Because Satan knows, once you do that, light will disappear. They withdrew Bible from the people, and only, that is the deed of the Nicolaitans, only the priesthood had access to the Bible. So whatever they tell you is what you must follow. It is in church history. I am not saying what I don't know. If you want this, yeah, just Google, you will see it. 68 million people who refused to join that organization called the Roman Church were killed. That is when, during the Red Horse Rider. Now that he removed the Bible from the people, he produced the Black Horse. Back then, that was when the third beast said what? Come and see. What is the third beast? Face as a man. To begin that revival in verse 6 again, in Revelation chapter 6.
And I heard a voice in the midst of the four beasts say,
yes,
a measure of wheat for a penny,
uh-huh,
and 3 measures of barley for a penny.
Uh-huh.
And see thou ought not the oil.
There is, he said,
the wine.
He said, see thou ought not the oil and the wine, because there is going to be a revival at the end. That is the standard. And he used the face of a man. That was when the Protestant movement began. After almost 1,000 years of total Roman Catholic Church taking over the Christian faith, preventing the true church to stand. Persecution. All of them were underground, underground, underground. And up till now, because of certain things we were reading, Pastor Lumide, you had a question, you made a statement. He said, how many ministers will make it? See what is happening in the world today. And we thank God to the social media. They follow pastors bumper to bumper to expose their dark side. And it is shocking to hear what we are hearing concerning people we revered. People that we hold highly. If they open just one page of their dark side, then you will know. These people are not planning to go to heaven, no. And I quickly told you, Pastor Lumide, I said the real preachers, the true preachers are not known. I said, but God knows his own. The estate that we are in now was the estate that Elijah said. He said that everybody has bowed to Baal. Now only me left. The God said, hey, shut up. Because you know only yourself. I know my own. I know my own. They don't make noise. They live a life. And they have relationship with me. They hear my voice. They know me. They follow me. All that the Father gave me from the foundation of the world, they will come to me. And no man will pluck them out of them. And that is why Jesus said that this false spirit will be so close that if it were possible, he said they would deceive the very elect. But it is not possible, because all the Father gave me will come to me, and no man will pluck them out of my hand. It is thus said the Lord. The reason is this. We have a different makeup. We are not follow. We are not planted by the devil. We are planted by him. And he said, all that my Father has not planted will be rooted up. Wait. God is exposing them. I took a message. When certain things were happening, in Christendom. Revered men of God. Downplaying the scriptures and doing things that you never expect a pastor of that magnitude to be involved with. How can a Pentecostal pastor and a Hindu man come together and say, we are one? I had to come and say, we are watchmen. I said, Matthew 13 verse 30 was being fulfilled. The tares we are planted, the tares are maturing. And if the tares are maturing, then the reapers have to be made available to gather them. The mystery is very deep and very, very interesting. Praise the Lord. The mystery of iniquity. And this false doctrine, the activities of the Antichrist spirit in the church, is what produced the claim of men ascribing their ministry to the fulfillment of certain scriptures. That is when it began with that Roman church. The Pope says he's the successor of Peter. Then some men also rose up as time went on and begin to claim that they are Malachi 4. They are the one to fulfill Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6, when it is clearly for Israel and Israel alone. They claim that Revelation 10, 7, that they are the ones fulfilling it. They claim that Luke 17, 30, they are the ones fulfilling it. They claim that Revelation 10, 11, all these were claimed in the past, including by men, including Alexander Dowie. He claimed he was Malachi 4, 5 and 6. Frank Sanford also claimed it. Charles Russell, the founder of Jehovah's Witness, he also claimed these scriptures. William Branham also claimed it. Raymond Jackson also claimed it. Amos Omoboriowo claimed it in Nigeria. There's another one that is claiming it in Sierra Leone. Kakao, Philip Kakao. Joseph Colmer in America claim it. Neil Frisby claim it. Elder David in Benin claim it. Ozemina in Onitsha claim it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Everybody's claiming. I fulfill this. It is my ministry fulfilling this. Church. Amen. Hallelujah. Our eyes of understanding, he has opened it at last. We know better now. We know better. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And it's very easy to know them. When you speak against their doctrine, they're ready to kill you. Come and see how enter-message believers around the world. They were castigating me, abusing me, because I say, I have searched again in the scripture. There is no scripture that fulfills that the Gentile will expect an Elijah ministry before the rapture. And one thing with this social media, very interesting, very, very interesting. You know, it's recorded, and we were too tired to take the Rapture World series yesterday, so they had to play a repeat. And I was even learning a lot as I was hearing what we're doing there. A particular inter-message pastor sent me a message. He said he's listening to the broadcast now. He said, brother, it is clear. Now I understand. He was fighting me before. He said he sat down carefully and looked at what I was saying. He said, it is clear. The Gentiles have no promise of an Elijah ministry. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And once a foundation of a claim is faulty, you can only build error, further error on top of that foundation. That is why you followers of such people who make such claim, you see them, like they say, the sermon books. The others say it has replaced the Bible. I have seen it with myself. Somebody preaching, and he said, we have the sermon, but we don't need the Bible again. Or they will tell you, the sermon book is equal to the Bible. They have a language. We are all saying that, our eyes of understanding, he has opened up at last. Hallelujah. Some of you, when we sing, Ebenezer, see how far you have brought me. You are looking at how now you have a car. How now you have built your house. Me, I am looking at Revelation. See how far you have brought me. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You have heard me say here that there is the written word of God and there is the spoken word of God. Hey! That the written word of God is the Bible. William Branham brought the spoken word. Hey! Hey! May God forgive me. In fact, he has forgiven me. That's why he brought me out from that error. They hate me. I have lost so many friends because of this stand. But I'd rather be right with God than be applauded by men and end up in hell because I want to belong to a group. This man shouting here, you don't know the risk. He ended the message he sent to me. He said, God will bless you for your boldness. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Nothing like that, though. That is the reason why. Amen. In Matthew 24, he answered the question in verse 3. Let's just read it for emphasis.
And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
And Jesus, what was his answer? Sign of your coming and the sign of the end of the world. What was the answer?
And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed.
Be careful that no man deceive you. Brethren, that is the false warning. Be sure. You are following truth, not error. Be sure. Why will you use to be sure? My teaching. Oh, what the Bible says. Go on.
Verse 5. For many shall come in my name saying.
Many will come in my name. What would they be saying?
I am Christ and shall deceive many.
Deceit. They will make claims. In verse 23.
Then if any man shall say
then unto future.
You,
then future. That future is now. Sign of the end.
Lo, here is Christ or there. Believe it not.
Uh-huh.
For there shall arise false Christ.
Anytime you see anybody lifting up a man, that is the scripture they are fulfilling. We are to lift up Jesus, not his servants. Be careful. Be careful. He said, take heed. Be careful. When you see them, you know, exhorting a man. He is the man of the moment. He is the one we have to follow. They were trying to do that nonsense with me in Cameroon. lot of people came, and they were all saying, we don't know Abraham, it's Moses we know. We are now followers of Pastor Moses. I said, that spirit don't reach here. Hey! By the time I finished with them in that crusade, that spirit went back to sender. Who told you I'm looking for followership? Who told you I'm looking for followership? I am not looking for followership. Did I say I want to be the man of the moment? How can I know what I know now and make that claim? When it is that claim, God is raising us up to fight and clear them out of our way to heaven. They are obstruction to our way to heaven. If we know you, we clear you away from the way by mentioning your name at this pulpit, so that the bride of Jesus Christ, we know that you are that Emmanuel they are talking about, that Philitos they are talking about, now you. Including the Demas, who were here with us before. When hunger wired them here, they go open their own shop. Demas. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. When my son told me one day, Joseph, that he had a visitation, that the job I was looking for him to go into, they said, where are you going? That this is where I have ordained you to be. I said, so now you want to be part of this ministry? He said, yes. I said, no, sir, I know they appoint anybody. You are the first person in this ministry that started discernment, calling names. But did I ever tell you to come and work with us? I was watching you to see. Because this is not family business. Now that you say you want to join us now, sit down first. We are a day now. Money no day there. They come over with a preach. People will get money, no, they come here. Eh? One brother sitting down there. He was talking and telling me about his past ministry. I told him, I said, brother, if you were a billionaire, you would not have been a member of this church. And he said, not true. Not true now. Amen. Because they were in money before and they crashed. I mean, for somebody who is now so broke until the wife can take one of the jewelries that after they found this church, they don't feel use them again. I went and sold just one small piece of jewelry and sold them for 2 something million naira. So you know where they were before. I say God had to come out all that one for your body because it will stop you from seeing the truth. The rich people who were rich, who are now rich and they are in this church, they are those that came here and from here, God raised them up. God made sure they see the truth first. Then he made them rich. If you are rich before you come here, every sermon here will be insulting to you. And the denominations are there to give you special seat, special appointment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So please, there is a scripture I want to get to. Which verse did you read
now? Verse 24 now.
Yes.
For there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Okay.
Behold, I have told you before.
Now listen, yes.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, is in the secret chambers, believe it not.
Do you know why that verse, Pastor Timothy Bemu from Benin, is told me, he sent, not me talk, I'm on a hint talk. He said, he's a follower of this Father Light we are singing about. He said, there is the testimony that is given about the pillar of cloud. It appeared in the deserts of Arizona. And he said, including the desert of, he quoted this scripture and said, including the desert of Arizona. Do you know what they are doing with it? They are saying that that was the day that Christ came. If that is the day Christ came, then they are now saying we are now in the millennium. They are teaching it. So that you understand what we are talking about. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Sermon books cannot replace the Bible. The sermon I preach now can never replace the Bible. That is why they are baptizing in the name of William Branham. They teach the seven thunders of Revelation 10, 1 to 6 revealed. I was on the school teacher, reminded us. It's not written. So, who told you what? Where did they write it? You just see the deception that is on. But we, God revealed to us in this church, scripturally, it is the last move of God. The voice of the archangel is the summon for those in the grave. We prove it in the scripture. Hallelujah. Even you, Olumide, you are teaching it. All of us, we are teaching that the saints that you will pay with your blood after the rapture. Because after some time, we say, Moku, look this scripture again. No? That when the door was closed to salvation, we don't see where they open them again. When we hammered it, they started abusing me. I said, come and tell me where they open it now. Listen, church, if you don't make the rapture, you have no second chance. In the centers, do all you can to ensure you go in the rapture. Anybody teaching you that there is a second chance, you will now pay with your blood and use any scripture to squeeze it there. They are deceiving you so that you will relax. No second chance, anything. You miss it, you miss it. The Bible says so. The Bible says so. And some other pastors are teaching that the church will go through the tribulation. The church will not go through tribulation. The foolish virgins, foolish ones, that will go through tribulation. Praise the Lord. Many other doctrines, these false preachers peddle around, including that speaking in tongues is the evidence of the Holy Ghost. That every Christian must speak in tongue. It's a false teaching. And that the evidence, that is those who follow the ministry of William Branham, that the evidence that you have the Holy Ghost is that you will receive the message of your day. So if you recognize William Branham as the Elijah of this age, if you recognize him as the seven-star messenger, if you recognize him, then that is the Holy Ghost. You have received the Holy Ghost. They teach that the message that William Branham brought is the token for this age. No, sir. It's a gross error. Gross error. I say this. They hate me. When I was going to gather ministers in Ghana 2 years ago or so. Is it last year or 2 years ago? Last year, we went to Ghana, ministers' conference, intelligence report with evidence. So they were planning to kill me if I come there. Enter message, pastors, believers. Until they had to go and get special police protection for me. They were warning me not to come, like Apostle Paul. I said, me, I will not come. I will come. I will come there and preach it. And we had it. I was told that those that they actually came, but when they saw armed police all over, they went back. So you know that they are not Christians. You know that they are not Christians. Our God fight for us. It is other religions that they fight for their God. Our God fight for us. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another funny doctrine. There are many, just trying to remind you so that when you hear them, at least you go remember some of these things. The one that say, and that is, come. Say after me, I believe I am this. I no thief again. I no fornicate. I give my life to you. For today, I belong to Jesus. Did you say it? Now you are born again. Father, write their name in the book of life. Hey, you know better than that. If that is the claim you have to be born again, you know even born. Talk less of born again. Nothing like that. It's a process for the new birth. And God himself will take you through the process. The error went as far as establishing family businesses, husband and wife. If God call you, he call your wife too. Which scripture support that? Is it politics? First lady. Nothing like that. Family church, they hand over to their son. And people are there clapping hands for them. They are taking them. And that's the greatest fraud. One of the greatest fraud. There are many in the Christian faith today. That is what produced this error. Come to an age where they say, women, you don't have to cover your head when you go to church. When the Bible makes it very, very clear. When praying or prophesying. Church order. Woman, cover your hair. Men, don't cover your hair. But you go to the Pentecostal churches and see them now. They don't cover their hair. When this church started and I saw it, that was the first battle I had with them. William Branham church, they did not cover. Why are you covering? I said, no. William Branham is not my standard. I'm telling you this as far back as 1998. I said, no, now I'm talking Bible. You are telling me William Branham. He said, veil your hair. Let the women veil their hair. They fought to me. Oh. You know, that is how error works. Until one day, I had to tell him because he was my pastor before. I said, excuse me, am I answerable to you? Why are you coming here to fight me? I said, this is what I believe. If I'm wrong, then keep praying for me. They say Christians don't need deliverance. Once you are born again, you don't need deliverance. You see? It is only Christians that should go for deliverance. What did they say? This son shall follow them that believe. Among us, we'll cast out any demon that come among us, cast them out. Every service, any demon that follow you here will not follow you home. Cast them out. Who said we should not do deliverance? When Satan is attacking a Christian with all manner of weapons. You heard recently where Apostle Suleiman, Apostle, and who again? There are many. They always bear Apostle. Apostle Selma, Apostle. Who again? Salman, Suleiman. Who again? Abel, Damina, Doctor, and you know, amen. They are the apostles of Satan. Because they teach satanic doctrines. So that you will not have faith in the Bible, they teach that some things that Apostle Paul preached that they are not correct. You are a devil that preached that type of thing. In fact, you are worse than a devil who sent you. How can a preacher downplay the scriptures? When the Bible says all scripture is written by the inspiration of who? Amen. God will judge all of you. But I want to assure you, you cannot deceive the elect. Hallelujah. We cannot. You can't deceive the elect. Anytime you preach like that, the elect's eyes are open to say, this is Bible fulfilling before us. Oh, false prophet shall arise. Now we'll not be that. Can you say, it's not everything. This is Apostle Paul. He said, Apostle Suleiman said that even Peter was saying that Apostle Paul was wrong. twisted the scripture. Amen. But you are fulfilling your ministry. Go ahead. Because there are people that will follow you. You are needed to cause the separation. Because when you are saying that, people are clapping for you now. While I am crying, some are clapping for you. That's the truth. That the Bible is not complete. Or that the Bible is wrongly interpreted. This is the Greek word, and what it means is this. And if you apply it like this, hey, intellectualism to deceive the people. I had a preacher that said that polygamy is not sin. Another one says that Apostle Paul, I don't know whether it is Selma or whoever, who is it that said it? That Apostle Paul said that a man can sleep with his daughter. That the Bible says so. But he did not quote which scripture says so. They know how to put it. Because they know you will believe them. And when we start the scripture, he's trying to interpret 1 Corinthians chapter 7 that you can sleep with your virgin. That you can, you know, and they twisted it to mean that you should marry. Talk about it's marriage. That the man, the Bible says, that Apostle Paul said, that is to tell you that Apostle Paul was wrong. That Apostle Paul said that a man can sleep with his daughter. That's why they say Apostle Paul preached so many wrong things. Some say, will you follow Jesus or follow Peter in baptism? Jesus said, baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Peter and the rest, his apostles, say, baptize in the name of Jesus. Which one will you follow? I'm saying this thing because you will hear them. Then you will remember that they don't come. Ebe Damina say, water baptism has expired. When the Bible says, go and preach the gospel to all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. He said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. They say it has expired. Because salvation has expired, Abby. That communion is not needed. It has served its purpose. It's not needed again. Hey, apostles of Satan, they are speaking. Apostles of Satan, that's who they are. I had, who was this one talking about that women can wear trousers? What's wrong with it? Women can wear trousers, there's nothing wrong with it. I don't preach that type of gospel. No, I'm not putting that. Dress anyhow you like. Dress anyhow you like. It doesn't matter. Satanic apostles. Don't you hear pastors around the world saying LGBT should not be condemned? They allow them. Feel comfortable in the church. Ebe Damina said there is nothing wrong with tattoo. You can put tattoo in your body. Doesn't matter, Dr. Ebe Damina. When the Bible is against it, clearly. You had another one that said not all preachers are called to preach hell or preach rapture. That's why in their own church, they don't preach hell or preach rapture. They only preach prosperity. And you don't know the source, the origin of such reapers. Imagine that. The Pentecostals will teach you that nothing wrong women can be ordained into the fivefold ministry. It's contrary to the Bible. Praise the Lord. All those doctrines that marry the world system and practices, they marry them together. They are still going on now. If not, why will a church celebrate Saint Valentine as a symbol of love? Christian, how will you do that? How will a preacher bring comedian to come to the pulpit and make jest of the cross of Jesus? Can't you see his origin? Worldly music have been given Christian titles and people are using them in churches. Even worldly dances. There are some of you, syncretism, that dance New Yam Festival dance in the church. You dance masquerade dance in the church to remind you where you come from. Anything you do, and they can point and say that this is what is done in a particular shrine, in a particular this, you have imported it into the church, it is called syncretism. It's wrong. But it is encouraged. That's why there are Malian pastors now with dreadlock. Emarasta marasta kafara. Ja. Rastafara. Oh. If you want to see the latest fashion in town, you go to church. And it is promoted in the churches. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's why he said, Apostle Paul, and me myself, I say, follow who no road. Follow who no road. People who don't know what is holiness. There's one pastor, I think you don't worry, that has taken his son to the extreme. You wear with the ring, you are going to hell. You put perfume, you are going to hell. You put powder, you are going to hell. Anything shine in your body, you are going to hell. If you wear gold wristwatch, you are going to hell. As you see me put this one for my chest now, you believe I'm going to hell. When we get there, we go, no, who will go, who no go. Follow who no road. Don't go and teach what you cannot substantiate with the scripture. The scripture teaches us moderation. Be moderate in anything you do. You must look fine. You must look fine. Beautiful. Sister, rub powder, but don't rub it too much. Use perfume so that your body will not smell. And please, let's help each other. If a sister, your friend come to tell you, including men, if a brother tells you, when you enter this office, the office started smelling and gives you, okay, let me tell you now. Let me tell you this one for free now. It's confirmed. One sister came here to teach us one day. If you suspect, say your body, they smell, your armpit, he said you should use lime. Cut lime, rub it there. If you do it for 1 week, that nonsense where they come go die. You're not going to ever smell again. I recommended it for somebody and the smell disappeared. Try it. Okay, in case you don't know that you are smelling, just watch. Anywhere you enter, you see people, they do like this. Okay, all the sisters, go and start using it for 4 days. You will see how people will be hugging you, anyhow. Look beautiful. Amen. You cover this hair only when you are in church. Leave your hair to grow. It's part of your beauty. Part of your beauty. If a brother sees you in the church with your hair covered, he's anxious to see how you will look like when you come out of that thing on your head. Now, some of you cover so the hair, the smell. You cover so the hair don't come out at all. Because it didn't have oxygen to sustain it. But you came from deeper life. It is only when you come to church, after church, remove it and look fine. Dress it very well. Don't we still have mirror in the toilet? Why did we put mirror in the toilet for women? It's so that when you sweat too much, you carry your bag, you go there. Because you don't know which brother they look at. must look fine. When your lips are dry, wet it with Vaseline. Wet it with Vaseline. Do manicure, pedicure, do it. Clean it very well. So that when brothers shake you, he will hold you for long. People who don't know holiness, they think that is holiness. To look haggard. To look haggard. No, it's moderation. Everything you do, be moderate over it. Be moderate over it. Praise the Lord. Don't come here and wear high heel shoe. Why are you wearing high heel? So that your height will go up, isn't it? They deceive you that if you are tall, tall is beauty. There are men that don't like tall people. Me, I don't like women who are tall past me. Oh, so many of you miss your husbands. Go and ask Sister Ify. Anytime I'm going to pray for her, I have to climb and climb. I say, you keep dwarfing me. Anytime I see you, then I go remember, I say, I'll be short man. Which can't be this? I better make a pray for you, make you they go. One long sister for protocol there. Praise the Lord. So you miss, if I'm the one now that they look for wife now, if you carry your shoe, lift up yourself, I will pass you. And they go. That's how many have missed their husbands. Why? Okay, why are you wearing high heel shoe? To start with, it's not comfortable to walk. Who do you this thing like this? They told you are fine. Who told you that's a beauty? See the one that will go and carry bleach and bleach the face. You know, no matter what you do, nature is in nature. There is original fair looking people and there is the fake fair looking people. In the show, there will be black spots for your finger, for your face, so everywhere. Then when you come, it's so irritating when you see them. Somebody told you that fair people are fine. You never see black person, we're fine. That is why you are saying this. So definition of holiness, I hope you understand it now. Follow who know road. Let me just read these scriptures and we close. As Apostle Paul spoke in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 and verse 2. Listen very well. Have we read Philippians? Let's read Philippians chapter 3, verse 17, 18, 19, 20.
Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as ye have us.
Now that is the word I'm looking for. Be what?
Followers together of me.
Be followers. He's telling you confidently. He knows the way. Following. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 11, the first two verses there.
Be ye followers of me, even as I also am of Christ. Now I praise you, brethren, that ye remember me in all things.
I do what?
And keep the ordinances as I deliver them.
There is an admonishment Apostle Paul gave in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 from verse 3. Let's rush through these scriptures and we close.
For our exhortation was not of deceit.
You see? That is the certainty of his ministry. Listen to what Apostle Paul said. It was not of deceit. Uh-huh.
Nor of uncleanness, nor in guile. But as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak. Not as pleasing men, but God, which tryeth our hearts.
Uh-huh.
For neither at any time used we flattering words, as ye know, nor a cloak of covetousness.
Hear the testimony of Apostle Paul, all you preachers. Uh-huh.
Nor a cloak of covetousness. God is witness.
When they will stand and say, who will challenge my calling with $1,000 $500. One by one. Then finally, to whatever you have. Go ahead.
Verse 6. Nor of men sought we glory, neither of you, nor yet of others, when we might have been bothersome as the apostles of Christ.
Yes.
But we were gentle among you,
uh-huh,
even as a nurse cherishes her children.
Uh-huh.
So being affectionately desirous of you, we were willing to have imparted unto you not the gospel of God only.
But what?
But also our own souls.
Hey, see gospel. Uh-huh.
Because ye were dear unto us.
Yes.
For ye remember, brethren, our labor and travail. For laboring night and day, because we will not be chargeable unto any of you, we preached unto you the gospel of God.
But this day, Sunko, even those, I was hearing testimony of somebody who met two prophets that left this church. He met one, online member. He met one. See the problem I have. He said, bring 500,000 for the work I'm going to do. They were here. Another one said what? So he left. And it's because they thought they are from this church. He begged and begged and begged and begged and he refused. Went to another one. That one started with 400,000. He begged. He said, lie. The first one that he said 500,000. When that one said, okay, please, can you take 200,000? He caught the phone and blocked him. The other one, I don't know how much they finally settled. Then eventually, he had to come back here. Amen. Read on.
Verse 10. Ye are witnesses, and God also, how holily and justly and unblameably we behaved ourselves among you that believe.
Uh-huh.
As ye know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you,
uh-huh,
as a father doth his children, that ye will walk worthy of God,
uh-huh,
who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory.
Uh-huh.
For this cause also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us,
uh-huh,
ye received not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God,
uh-huh,
which effectually worketh also in you that believe. For ye, brethren, became...
Now. See the testimony of Apostle Paul, where he says that be followers of me as I am of Christ. He had something that he was projected to the whole world, and people were following him. One of them was Timothy. Hear his comment concerning Timothy in Philippians chapter 2 from verse 19. Philippians chapter 2.
But I trust in the Lord Jesus.
Listen very well. To do what?
To send Timotheus shortly unto you,
uh-huh,
that I also may be of good comfort,
uh-huh,
when I know your state. For I have no man
like-minded.
Who will naturally care for your state
the way I will care for you. Go ahead.
For all seek their own.
All the people that I know, they seek their own.
Not the things which are Jesus Christ.
Not the things which are of Christ.
But ye,
Belen, and then they find food to eat.
But ye know the proof of him.
You know concerning Timothy, you know his testimony.
That as a son with the father,
uh-huh,
he has served with me in the gospel.
Uh-huh.
Him, therefore, I hope to send presently, so soon as I shall see how it will go with me.
And then he went, okay, verse 24.
But I trust in the Lord that I also myself shall come shortly.
Then in Titus, concerning another preacher, Titus, 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 14, from verse 14 to 18.
Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you,
uh-huh,
and I will not be bothersome to you,
uh-huh,
for I seek not yours, but you.
Huh?
For the children ought not to lay off for the parents, but the parents for the children.
The
children not ought to lay off for the parents.
But what?
But the parents for the children. Again. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you.
Listen. Read this scripture very well. Do I need to preach any message again how to identify a true minister? You are seeing it now. The denominations... Now, headquarters, they fund the branch. I mean, at the branch, they fund the headquarters. Hear what Apostle Paul, read that scripture again.
Verse 14.
Yes.
Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you.
I will not be burdensome to you. People don't even know that all these crusades will go. The whole bill will fund it. Amen. Just once a while. Hallelujah. Just once a while, they buy ticket for me. Like the one I'm going to UK now. I had even bought my ticket before they told me, when is your flight? I said, so when I want to buy a ticket for me, I said, keep the money for me. I don't buy. He started laughing. Amen. Keep the money. Now they hear me now from UK. Keep that money for me, Zoe. Praise the Lord. But I had already bought my ticket. And then Gombe. The Gombe comedy brother there is so gracious. Before we know what, he don't buy all our tickets. And even when we added more people to follow, we made sure we didn't tell him. We bought the ticket by ourselves. The one we go in Ghana, we fund it. In Cameroon, we fund it. Tanzania, we fund it. Zambia, we fund it. Because they are little churches. When we go, we give them instead. All the pastors, ministers that left here, we set them up. For years, some of them 3-4 years, we are supporting them with monthly allowances, paying their house rent, their children's school fees and everything to help them stand. That is, we are following Apostle Paul. Oh yeah, read it again, verse 14.
Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours, but you.
Uh-huh.
For the children ought not to lay up for the parents,
uh-huh,
but the parents for the children.
Uh-huh.
And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you.
Uh-huh.
Though the more abundantly I love you, the less I be loved. But be it so, I did not burden you. Nevertheless, being crafty, I caught you with guile.
Yes.
Did I make a gain of you by any of them whom
did
I sent unto you?
Did I send people to you? I had Abel Damina in a clip. He was attacking somebody. How he said they are commercializing the gospel. That he sent for somebody from America to come and preach in his program. The person was saying, charge him. I told him how many, whether $50,000. To come and preach. And he said, okay, we'll give you half. He said, no, you must pay complete. And he was blasting them, and I was saying, amen, amen, amen. Though I disagree in other areas, this is how they talk. No, true. Why should people take this covetousness to this level? Let's read. Our time is up.
Did I make a gain of them by any of them whom I sent unto you?
Uh-huh.
I desired Titus.
Who did he desire?
Titus.
Which verse are you reading now? Yes.
Verse 18.
Yes.
And with him I sent a brother.
Now listen to you.
Did Titus make a gain of you?
Did he?
Walked we not in the same
spirit? In the same spirit with Titus.
Walked we not in the same steps?
Uh-huh.
Again, thinking.
Hallelujah. What I say so is, Apostle Paul, listen. Apostle Paul will boldly, confidently speak about Titus and Timothy. Church, I say it to, will I say my shame? There is no minister that we have sent out from this church that is still with us. I say it again. There is no minister that we sent out from this church to go and pastor. About 5 of them. Including the one in Ikorodu. None of them is with us. They were with us till we stop. We say, you don't do now. For 4 years, you don't do. Merely we stop. There is another one of them that immediately he changed that he registered his name secretly and they was using Bride Assembly to gather people. And as soon as it was clear he was not with us, He showed his true color. That is, I repeat, none. When I say none, I mean none. That is why, how many of them that left, have you seen us leaving here to go and have program together with them? The only one that comes to Lagos and visits us is Pastor John Paul. Praise the Lord. The rest, anytime we have program to stop their members from coming, they will fix program that very date. That is why we had a meeting, Pastor Evangelist Chinedu. There is a church coming up in Ibadan. You are hearing us now in Ibadan. There's another one at Tutupo. There's another one at, where again? Togo. Another one on Oweri. There's another one where also. All of them are begging us, send us pastor. Send us pastor. I cannot send pastor because I thought I sent Timothy and Titus. So I'm scared. That was what we were saying, Chinedu. I said, till this moment, I have not seen any minister that sees eye to eye with me to understand my idea of Christian ministry. If I wanted to be carnal, I am the one that sent them to Ikorodu. We paid for everything there. We set up everything there. We sent three of you there. Four of you there. And later on, I said, Bobo, you come back. John Paul, go to Oka. You remain there with another person. Then you started that nonsense. You are hearing me now. It is simple now. I will have just asked you, Oya, come back. But I wanted to prove to you, I have no agenda. I was not looking for branches. If that is what you want, go ahead. It is as simple. You know, I phoned you and I told you. Am I not the one that sent you there? On phone. I said, will it take me anything to say I am redeploying you? If you say no, I will send police to carry you and dump you somewhere. I'll prove to you like the denominations do. I'll just go and tell them that is my branch. They will ask you, now he set up. He will say yes. They will tell you, so what did they do for a church? As they look at it. But I'm more revelated than that. More revelated than that. I'm not looking for branches. Did you notice that during our anniversary, we spent 13 million naira as our own celebration to about 26 churches. None of those churches, of those ministers that left here, were among. None. Because they are not with us. When I say they are not with us, they change their doctrines. They change their system, their stand. They cannot go the rough way as this man they go. They changed it. One man will collect all the tithes he gave offering to his house. Pastor. Everything. Because he knows it was not so in this church. We will talk. They stop their members from watching Bright TV. So they will not hear the truth and fight them. They had to leave one church at Oweri and now gather. We had to say, they went back to their houses. We had to make effort to gather them. They are gathering again in another location in Oweri. They are looking for pastor. We don't know who to send there. We cannot find people of like mind. But if I were establishing a followership for myself, I will post you now with condition of service. Like it's done in the denomination. When I send you, it is your ministry I am helping to build you up. The same thing I do here. When you expose them and project them to the world, they now think they have arrived as if they are helping me. Then begin to do those funny things. When I strike, they run and begin to abuse me. Whatever I do here is for your own benefit. People come to this church and you can see they are scheming for appointment. When they don't get that appointment, they react in various ways. We see them. So that you don't see everybody here that is a minister with us here, before you conclude, judge them. There are people here that subvert the hearts of the people, speaking against the ministry. We hear some of them. Amen. That is the composition of the Church of Jesus Christ. When I say follow who know road, I know what I'm talking about. Our testimony must be like that of Apostle Paul, we the ministers. And the evidence that God called me is that Christ will be formed in you by what I teach, by what I do. Praise the Lord. Sorry, I took so much time. I didn't want to extend this teaching. It's important that you catch this picture. That is why God sent the end time message. The end time message is come out of that error. How can we come out again and then start those same practices? See competition among gifted people. Somebody will send a message. If we don't call them, then you go vex because you didn't give them microphone to give message. You have an ulterior motive. All manner of carnalities displayed in the time past, but God has been weeding them away, one after the other, one after the other, one after the other. This church must be cleaned up. And the only way to be cleaned up is by what we speak from the pulpit. We will make it uncomfortable for these tares that have been planted in the church until they are sanitized. And we'll continue that fight until we go home. My brethren, the shout is come out and trim your lamb. Trim your revelation. Go back to the Bible. A lot of things we do that are unscriptural. Very, very unscriptural. Very, very unscriptural. I was counseling a pastor yesterday, telling me problem we had. I said, brother, why do you people do this? As far as I'm concerned, me, as a pastor, I'm limited. My relationship with you is limited to counseling and praying for you. Why do I have to follow you up to your private life? I told the pastor, why do you do that? Everybody has their private life. You don't have work to do. That's why you are bothering about this, about that, about this. Why will you do that? Teach the people Christianity. Give them to live it. The one they bring to you, you counsel them. Stop bothering about people's private life. It adds no value to your spiritual life. Why are you interested in what is happening? Now, see the trouble. Many people have left your church because decisions you take, they are against the church. Because as you take this one, some people are guilty of it. Politics start, blah, 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 and then the church will break. I said, that's why the church break. I am limited to counsel you and tell you what it is expected of the Bible. If you take any action that can stumble the church, then I send you away from the church. But there is a limit we go in relating with one another. Be careful. If not, you just stumble, you know. Just stumble and stumble. People enjoy, you know, going to talk negatively about a ministry, and particular ministry that nobody knew you before. Through this ministry, you are projected. Then you go out again and speak against the church. Don't you know that it is bad? Two cannot work together except they agree. All I'm saying is shine your eye and follow who knows road. And the bells are ringing now. Time is up. Time is up to go home.
Don't you hear the bells not ringing? Don't you hear the angels singing? See the glory of the Jubilee.
We will soon go home.
In the fire of sweet forever. Just beyond the shining river.
saying, one day you will understand it better by and by. Jesus will soon come. Oh, don't allow this satanic agenda derail you, seduce you from the pathway of truth. We are coming back to the apostolic faith. We are built upon the faith of the apostles. Judge us if we are doing anything contrary to what they are doing, what they did, as recorded in the Bible. The Holy Ghost will lead us to do anything, but it will not be contrary to the scripture. Take note of that. And may God help us. If I have not offended you, clap for Jesus for the inspiration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when we say these things, it's common sense now. It's common sense. Why will somebody that you came here, we ordained you, walk with us here, we sent you out to go and gather our online members? That was the reason we sent them. I believe in fellowship. Why should people be sitting down in their rooms? There's benefit of fellowship. Go and gather them. Then we pay your rent, pay your children's school fees, pay you minimum 300,000 every month, 4 years. 3 years, 4 years. Until we say, church, don't do. Begin where waka to them born and read 3 years. You know, if you waka, he's a deformed child. Take him to where he's supposed to be. I say, don't do. But if you have any need, any help, you let us know. Immediately I stopped. I didn't know that they were related with me because of that change. Okay. If not, why have they stopped relating with us? You are not bringing tithes. You are not bringing your offering to us. Even ordinary contribution, you know, send. We have never demanded. Instead, upon that one, you need this, we will send it to you. You need this, we will send it to you. And as soon as we say stop, fight starts. Now, I don't know what I see since this church started. We can see what in the top. Shalom, church. Sir, God bless you. You know why I'm saying this? Because they will hear me. I want you to hear me. Show them my face at the top. They show another thing. Are you related to them? I want them to see. That's not Christianity. That's why none of them is prospering in the ministry. Because you went on my ticket. I sent you there. And when you went there, the people gathered, you started fighting me. They started leaving. That's why you are not growing.